Good afternoon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. The Newsmax.com has an article. It's a poll by the McLaughlin Group, and it's about Trump's coming electoral landslide. We'll go over a few points. America, according to the article, this is on Newsmax.com. It was on the 20th of September. America's likely voters are souring toward President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party as a whole. Our McLaughlin September national poll indicates that as Americans suffer under President Joe Biden's dismal policies on everything from the economy to the border and foreign policy, likely voters are pining for Donald Trump's return in 2024. Now, I know that there are, in this audience, there are many who are have soured on Donald Trump. Well, I would sour on him, too, if I didn't know that he was in the Bible as the seventh king in the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. I don't understand what happened with his pushing for this vaccination, allowing it, agreeing to it, pushing for it. I don't understand that. But he still is in the Bible. According to the Bible, in those verses, he is still the legal president of the United States of America, whether people want to hear it or not. I go by what is in the scripture. But he will finish his term, according to the scripture, once the person that is running everything from behind the scene for Joe Biden, once the deep state operatives finally are going to eventually, the person that's running things will be forced to come out into the open. Once he comes out into the open, and you know, for those that listen to this program, that have listened to The Present Truth through the last 2 years, you know my thoughts on that from a biblical perspective. It will be a person that has already been in an administration, the administration prior to Donald Trump. It will be, once again, Barack Obama. The prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, states there are seven kings, or as we would term it in America, seven presidents. There will be eight administrations, or spots or places for these kings to occupy. One of the kings is in position of power as the king or a president of America two times. Many maybe have not heard you've never heard me talk about this. Well, I'm going to present it to you, and I'm going to go on. There are seven kings, five are fallen, one is not yet come. So it's talking about seven administrations, but eight, or seven kings, eight administrations. The first administration began with Jimmy Carter. The sixth king was Barack Obama. The seventh king, who continues a short space, that prophecy, we are in the fulfillment of it right now. He legitimately, as you're going to see come out in the news, he did win the election legitimately. It was taken from him illegally, and he was replaced by an illegitimate person who is an imposter, the president, or Joe Biden. But according to the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, The eighth king is of the initial seven kings. He can't be anybody but Barack Obama, who was the sixth king or the sixth president. Barack Obama, in my estimation, in my study, my research, I am convinced that Barack Obama is behind the scenes directing everything that you're seeing happen in this country today on national policy and on foreign policy. And he and the people in the deep state that he was the commander-in-chief over during his time, in his 8 years, he still controls those operatives to this day. It is those operatives in the deep state that caused so much the fiasco that you saw during the Trump administration was due to the underground deep state people that are still loyal to Barack Obama, and he was in Washington, D.C., still orchestrating things for the group that he was in the shadow, that the group that's in the shadow government, really, that rules things. And eventually, he will come back. When he comes back, he must destroy the Constitution of this country, because the people will go crazy. But in the meantime, we're going to finish with the McLaughlin poll had Donald Trump will not run for election. He will not be allowed to run again. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website. 1360khnc.com. Click the shop.
Run in the shadows. Damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying you will never break the jam.
Okay, we'll continue with this. During the break, a caller wanted to know, how did I figure Jimmy Carter would be the first person in this line of seven kings? Well, I know without a question of doubt there are different ways you could figure it out. Number one is that Donald Trump, of all seven of these presidents, from Carter to Obama, they were all globalists. Jimmy Carter was handpicked by the Rockefellers. The plan was to put Jimmy Carter in. Jimmy Carter was to be the president who would set in motion the trilateral union or the trilateral commission policies. Jimmy Carter was a Rockefeller pick to replace, was it Ford? And with that, he also part of the plan with the Trilateral Commission was to also begin to have dialogue in the Middle East. People were thinking that the Egypt and Israeli peace talks were because Jimmy Carter was a friend to Israel. He was not. But he had to bring the peace talks between Sadat and the Israel because the conflict between these two nations was disrupting the globalist plans in the Middle East. And who had the biggest stake in the game in the Middle East? It was the Rockefeller oil cartel. So they had to bring peace so that there would not be a disruption, in a sense, of the oil. It worked. Once Jimmy Carter, they went ahead, removed him from office, and they used Ronald Reagan through George Bush Sr. to further the globalist plans internationally through expanding the CIA during the Reagan administration into South America with the Sandinistas and that whole problem, which also was tied into Iran. The globalist policies and agenda were really set in motion. The gun basically went off with Jimmy Carter, and it has moved through each president, then through Jimmy Carter. I'm sorry, not Jimmy Carter. Then it went through Bill Clinton again. CIA, black budget money, all through his administration, not only overseas, but in MENA, Arkansas. And the movie American Made with Tom Cruise, the story of, I forgot the gentleman's name, Tom Cruise tells the story of the CIA drug operation in MENA, Arkansas, during the Bill Clinton governorship and during his presidency. During the presidency, there was a white pipeline that came out of China to MENA, Arkansas, because I think Hillary was the one who set that all up. Then it went into George Jr. The continuing plan was to create a false flag, which did take place, which is the 9/11, the Twin Trade Tower bombing, and Building 7, the Pentagon, the missing airline, supposedly, because the plan was to start war in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, with George Bush Sr. And right after the Reagan administration ended, George Bush Sr., the plan was to go into Iraq, remove Saddam Hussein. Hussein had plans to take Iraq off of the petrodollar. They could not allow it. And the invasion of Iraq took place. Now, with the invasion of Iraq, there was something even more sinister that developed that the American people do not know about. No one knows about it. It was a plan that, you might say, they were repeating a plan when America years earlier had gone into, I'm trying to remember the nation initially, Qatar, I have to think about it, but they devalued their dinar, brought it to nothing, then purchased a lot of that dinar, and then increased the value of the dinar, and the Clintons, the Bushes, they made billions of dollars. Well, the plan was also to do the same thing in Iraq, and they would not allow Iraq to, you might say, they're not in the international community of trade. They are regulated. They are governed. They cannot. They do not have a free country. We invaded Iraq. Iraq is a nation, very powerful in itself. The strategy has always been to take a country that is a threat maybe to the plans of the globalists, to break it into different pieces. And they broke Iraq into three different sections, the Kurds to the north, and then the other two, the eastern and the southeast Iraq. We have our military base. Consulate. It is the war center in the Middle East. I'll think of the name of it. I'll talk about that in a second. But it is, they built a massive center, which was like the, not a consulate, but it is fortified. It is high, the state-of-the-art, eavesdropping, military, satellite, everything is state-of-the-art, because it is the command center of the coming wars that the United States will be a part of in the Middle East. Then what the plan was is to break the nation apart, it's wealthy in oil, minerals, gold, fertilizer. Many people have invested in this dinar currency and been waiting for, I don't know how many years, 20 years maybe, for the currency to revalue, and it hasn't. Well, I don't think that the people that rule the world are going to allow the thousands or tens of thousands of other investors with that currency. I don't believe they're going to allow them to ever benefit from that. I know that probably the phone lines are going to go crazy. People won't agree with me, but the world has changed in the last 15, 20 years, and the anaconda has begun to slowly wrap its stranglehold on everything internationally. So then you go to George Jr.'s presidency, you have 9/11. And he furthered the plans again. And then with Barack Obama. Barack Obama took the globalist plans to their objectives like they had never had. But God, in that prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the seventh king, many people are very sour on Donald Trump. You can be as sour as you want to be on him. It doesn't matter. God still used him to stop for a while, to end the globalist plan, which would have come in through Hillary Clinton. By the end of Hillary Clinton's term, if she would have won, this country would be a wasteland already. That's the direction we're going. And the nations of the world would pretty much be a wasteland too, because the globalists had plans to do what they did at the end of the Trump presidency, to begin to destroy and the nations, the economy, the economies of the nations, to invade nations, to secure the regions of mineral wealth, to secure gold reserves internationally. So Donald Trump was the eye of a hurricane, but it does say that the seventh king must continue for a short space. His space should have been 8 years because he did win. But he really only got to go through 4 years. And even through those 4 years, he was the resistance every day, not every month, not once every 6 weeks, not every quarter. Every single day, the resistance was immense. The world has seen it. The nations of the world have watched it. China, Russia, the European nations, the nations that really make set the direction and course of everything internationally, they watched what happened to the Trump presidency via the madness or the strategies of the deep state. It cannot be denied. It is evident. It is news. It is history. It is in the history books. You cannot change it. The continuity of government, all the agencies that are part of continuity of government were involved in destroying and removing Donald Trump from the presidency. And it says that he will continue a short space. Well, what the policies that he had set during his time, guess what, during those years, I'm looking at the articles for today, the policies that he set in motion, now the Biden / Barry Satoru administration has implemented and is using those policies right now in the plans to, number one, work with the United Kingdom and Australia, giving Australia 7 nuclear submarines. That's part of the strategy. Donald Trump stated right after he was sworn in early January of 2017 that basically NATO is over. And the reason he said that is because he said there are 5 nations that are contributing to the military forces in NATO. There are 5 countries that are not. And for the most part, NATO is done. I have an article here today, right now, basically stating that NATO is over. They're having too many problems. And to exacerbate the problem, you have France, who is very upset because of the $90 billion that were going to go to France for these submarines. France is now out of the loop. And now Germany and France are in an uproar. They're in a heated battle with the other NATO nations. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Be right back.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi folks, JD the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at enviroshapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Finish the thought on Jimmy Carter. Took me a different direction, but it's okay. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. Sundays, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Then, I think this coming Saturday or Sunday after the Olive Tree Program at 11, at noon, I'll have an hour that I cover different things, different topics, whatever is kind of the news of the day. Now, going back to Jimmy Carter, many Christians believe that Jimmy Carter was a born-again Christian. He ran basically as a born-again Christian. I personally do not feel he is a born-again Christian. I believe that he is a very good person. I believe that he is what is called, you could talk about, he believes in a social gospel, doing good, and doing good is great, but he never ever stated that he was he believed in Jesus Christ. When he became president, he removed everybody that was a born-again Christian out of his cabinet. He removed them. Also, during his administration, he put together the part of the government known as the SES, the, oh my goodness, I forgot the SAS, I'm trying to think of something else here, the, oh boy, I got to think about that again. But it was in his administration, it's where all of the groups throughout the government, they do not work themselves up to position of being, what do you call it? Boy, I am really in senior executive services. And in senior executive services, at the top positions throughout the government, they are now, because of Jimmy Carter, he changed the laws. They are appointed. they don't work, and they're not promoted to those positions. They are appointed. And during the Obama administration, at the end of his administration, he appointed over 5,000 people to these different positions in the senior executive services. It was basically a coup that took place at the end of his administration, and those people were in these positions throughout the country, through all the different agencies, and Donald Trump was having to fight to move any of his people into these positions. So they really had this snake, this anaconda, had wrapped everything tightly so that Donald Trump would not be able to move. But in spite of that, because he was the seventh king appointed by God to be there, he was able to do things that mystified, stupefied the occult world that was running and has run and is running this nation, these people that are involved in the occult. Now, Barack Obama, it is known he is involved in the occult. George Jr. is involved in the occult. George Sr. was involved in the occult. Bill Clinton, he and his wife would go to Haiti and have witch doctors do the voodoo curses during the time that Bill was going to be the Monica Lewinsky situation and other things that took place. And Ronald Reagan, Nancy would use the horoscope to plot out Ronald Reagan's days. Don't think Ronald Reagan was not in the occult. He was. Then Jimmy Carter. Well, there were, on this station in the 90s, there were guests that would come on talk about Lillian Carter, Lillian Gordy Carter. And according to some reports, there was talk that Lillian, it was known in Plains, Georgia, that she was involved in the occult. And Jimmy Carter, also, he had had, at one point in his early life, he'd had a mental breakdown, and he had to go into a clinic of some type, if I remember correctly, to be analyzed. They had to work with him, and then eventually the clinic burns down, and all the evidence has disappeared. Well, I would suspect that I don't know what would have been the reports on his mental health, what he had gone through, what the problems were. But for them to burn down the clinic was pretty telling. Now, I have my own personal thoughts, and I hesitate to even tell this audience what I think they may be, but many know my background, and through observation and by putting pieces together, you can tell when people have been abused as children. Barack, basically all these kids have been abused, these presidents have been abused to some degree. Also with George Sr., his wife Barbara, she miscarried a child. They take that child, put the child in a glass jar full of formaldehyde, and it still sits or was sitting on their mantle in their home there in Texas or the East Coast, wherever it was they lived. This is pretty, what would you call it? Would you call it normal or AB normal? I would call it abnormal to the uttermost. So anyhow, coming forward to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was God's way to keep the globalists from getting ahead of the plan that God had for the world. And Donald Trump was to be a president who would bring to light all of the wickedness, the evil, and the power that these people have. John Brennan, Donald Trump, made a comment that he was going to come right at the deep state. And John Brennan made the comment that you will be destroyed. We will destroy you. These people are too powerful. They are globalists. Donald Trump is not a globalist. Why he would allow, or even this hurricane, what was it called, with the vaccinations? The reason he would do that, I cannot figure it out. But regardless of whether I know or understand it or not, he is the seventh king, and his administration is going to end very soon. And then, when Barack Obama steps back in, it will be over. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Okay. Also, to one final note on the matter of what happened in Iraq, the U.S. went in, we devalued King Hussein's dinar to zero, basically. It has a little value. They trade with it over there in that nation, but it is not on the Forex. It's not really a currency that people want. But China has purchased $1 trillion of the currency. They had to reprint new currency. Russia has it. The United States has trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of it. Corporations have purchased it. Nations throughout the world have purchased. They've invested in Iraq through the purchase of their currency, the dinar. Now, to the people in this audience that have invested in it, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you some wisdom. Do not put your hope in that currency. It may, but it may not. Do not plan your future around it. Do not anticipate that it's ever going to RV and the value is going to jump. It may be that it will, but with what is happening in the financial world internationally, it may be they have a different plan with that currency. Now, remember another thing from the point of the Bible. That wealth in that land, and you're not going to like this. Many of you are not going to like what I'm going to tell you. That wealth, that gold, that potash, that fertilizer, the minerals in that land, the oil and the gas and the riches in the dirt, in the ground, deep underground, that land belongs to Israel. It is part of Israel, ancient Israel's inheritance from God. You don't like it, but God may decide to protect it for Israel in the future. And God may, I don't know, in his sovereign hand, he may talk to these people that are trying to control that at the highest levels of the governments of the world, and they may decide to sit on it for another 50, 60 years. Why? They don't need it right now. What? They don't need the gold. They don't need China. China wants to invade. China wants to take over the territory. China wants to take over Middle Asia, the middle of Asia. The United States the same. But who really controls Iraq presently? The United States of America, along with Britain and these three provinces there in Iraq. And because it's heavily Islamic, these three groups have been fighting forever and ever. They're going to continue to fight. They're like brothers, three brothers, each one fighting for their piece of the pie, and they don't want to share. They're not going to come to many agreements. And then along with that, Iran right next door, Iran, it has a claim to the nation of Iraq. This is the part of the war that's happening with Iran right now. Iran is fighting not just for the life of her nation, but she's fighting for the riches in Iraq. Because if she can take over Iraq and control Iraq through the political world, through forces, Iran will stop anything from happening in that region. Well, it may be that after Iran is destroyed, when she and Russia joined together to go into Israel, maybe at that time, maybe there will be what is called a revaluing of Iraqi currency. But don't put your life on it. You don't know. God may decide that's never going to happen, because that land legally belongs to Israel, and God will protect Israel and Israel's posterity and inheritance. So, now, I suppose I should get to today's program. Basically, I'll condense it. Because the United States and the United Kingdom has decided to sell these submarines to Australia, China is upset because China considers that to be a threat to the Pacific region around the Pacific, the islands off of China's coast. Then France is very upset, and because they're upset, Germany is also upset, and Germany and France have decided that maybe this matter of the NATO community, they should just scuttle it. And they are thinking that maybe what they need to do is they should just have an EU military without the other, I think there are five other nations that are actually not European nations. They're Central or Eastern European nations, not the Western European ally. They're thinking about just building a army in the EU, in the European Union, having an army apart from NATO, just get out of NATO altogether, and then bailing on the United States and the UK, the United Kingdom, and doing their own thing. This, what just happened last week with the announcement of America and the UK selling these subs to Australia, has set the whole world in a tiff. Big time, more than we can understand. Now, Donald Trump states that the UK is basically over, and now all of a sudden, we see what's happening. Now, I'm going to read this article here. This was out of August the 5th from Strategic Culture. Trump was right when he said that NATO was obsolete. That horrified the deep state and the entire globalist banking and intelligence apparatus that supports it. That's why they're upset. The globalist banking and intelligence. We'll be right back.
Due to the responses to our Austrofarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Okay, we'll finish out this hour, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. On Sunday, from 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Again, this coming Sunday, from noon to 1, I'll have another hour to just cover news that I think is important. So, the matter with NATO, again, the statement when Donald Trump stated that NATO was obsolete, it horrified the deep state and the entire globalist banking and intelligence apparatus that supports it. In that sense also, we may instead be seeing the transformation of NATO into something like a PATO, a Pan-American Treaty Organization. All of this points to a U.S. strategy of realizing its place as a very strong continental power upon the Americas with the framework of a multipolar world. Now, multipolar world. Multipolar. Russia, China, many nations want a multipolar world. Basically, they want a world where you have many different nations giving direction to the global community. The United States and China, I'll talk about the United States, the plan that the United States has is a hegemony, a world hegemony, where the United States controls, directs, gives advice, plans, conducts everything. It is a global power, an empire that no nation or a combination, a community of nations, could even attempt to overthrow, attack, destroy. Eventually, yes, at the end of her life, she will be destroyed by a person that will be her king for a while, the Antichrist. Eventually, the Antichrist will use international powers, and they will destroy America. That's in the Bible. But temporarily right now, no. America will become the hegemonic empire that will rule everything, and the main enemy of America will be China. China will not be able to, in a sense, run and own the nations, the seas, or the nations. Now, talking about a Pan-America, the United States is at war presently with China in South America. China has been, little by little, trying to gain ground, buying the presidents and the nations down in South America. America is going to, I feel, they're going to rout or run China out of Brazil, out of Argentina, Venezuela, these nations eventually. How would we do it? Well, we can control the coastlines, we can control shipping, and right now we are still the naval power of the world. China is moving quickly to take that number one spot. We don't have as many ships as we used to have, but with the ships that we do have, and with the satellite technology that we have from above, we can pretty much control whatever we want. So that's it for today's program. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow. A caller, thank you for your call asking about Jimmy Carter. I hope it helped the audience. Don't put your trust in the dinar. Don't put your trust in it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless this audience. Rick Rodriguez, goodbye for now.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.